Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Iris.
Well, you'll have to include me out tonight, Angel. I'm leaving for Vienna. That's right, Vienna. City of wine, women, and song. Now, there's a combination that's bound to be murder.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere, those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the vanishing visa.
They say people are the same the world over. It's only the places that are different. Well, I guess whoever it is that does all this saying has a point there. You take the bar of the Hotel Imperial in Vienna. The boy behind the mahogany is a citizen named Al Romano. And to prove my original thesis, Al could hold down the same job in New York. Come to think of it, he once did. But you'd never guess it from his approach.
All right, honey. That'll it be.
I would like a brandy, please.
One brandy coming up.
How much is it?
15 shillings.
Then. Here you are.
Tough when a doll like you has to buy her own. Maybe you'd like me to introduce you to a couple of rich tourists.
Oh, I would very much.
What's in it for me?
100 shillings.
I'd rather work on a percentage basis. How about a 50-50 split?
Agreed.
Yeah, I think we ought to do okay. What do they call you, honey?
Trudy. Trudy Brownheim.
I don't know you, Trudy. I'm Al Romano. What made you try the Imperial?
A friend of mine recommended it. Mr. Stephen Lorimer.
You a friend of that bum?
You know Stephen?
Why, he's practically a fixture around here. He's in the back room now.
I must say hello.
Oh, you're wasting your time. You'll get nothing out of that lush. Now, wait a minute.
I'll be right out.
That's you, Al?
No.
Oh, truly.
Hello, Stephen. I've been looking all over the Ringstrasse for you.
How'd you know I'd be here?
Aren't you always?
Come to think of it, I am. I wonder what there is about this place that fascinates me.
I couldn't possibly guess.
You got something for me?
Yes.
Well, wait till I lock the door. Okay, let's have it.
Here you are.
Hey, this looks good, Trudy. Real good. Who are your contacts in Romania?
You should know better than to ask me that.
Sorry, I lost my head. Yeah, I bet the boys in the Kremlin would give plenty to get their hands on this information. Okay, I'll see it gets to the right people. Oh, drink?
No, thank you. Tell me something, Stephen. Why are you doing this?
Why are you?
Austria is my country, but...
A man without a country, huh?
I didn't mean that.
It's all right. You didn't hurt my feelings. It's true.
But then why are you doing it?
Maybe I'm trying to justify my existence. Maybe this way I can kid myself into believing I'm not a drunken bum.
You mustn't say that.
Why? Does it frighten you?
Why should it?
I might give you away.
Never.
I'm weak, Trudy. Real weak. If the comrades got their hands on me, I'd crack in a minute.
I'm not worried.
Well, I am. I hear Mr. Vaughn's in town.
Robert Vaughn?
Yeah, Kozlov's right-hand man.
I thought he was in Budapest.
Not according to my dope. He's here, all right. Monocle and all. Like to meet him? Maybe I can arrange an introduction.
Should not joke about such things.
Makes you kind of nervous, doesn't it? Putting your life in the hands of a lush...
Stop tormenting yourself. You are one of the finest men I have ever known.
Let's not kid each other, sweetheart. It's much too late in the day.
Are you expecting someone?
No. Who's there?
Mr. Lorimer?
Who wants him?
I doubt whether my name would mean anything to you, but it's Robert Vaughn.
Stephen.
Give me a match. I gotta burn this stuff.
Please open up. I should hate to cause a disturbance.
Take it easy, fella. You'll last longer. Listen, Trudy, there's a door behind the screen that leads to the kitchen.
But what about you?
I can take care of myself. Now hop to it.
Already, Mr. Lorimer.
I said just a second. Well, what are you waiting for, Trudy? You afraid I'll give you away?
No. Auf Wiedersehen, Steve.
Auf Wiedersehen.
I said, old man, if you don't open this door within 5 seconds, I shall be compelled to... Lorimer! Who's got a key for this room?
I have.
I won't argue. Just use it.
Oh, no.
Well, don't stand there like a bloody fool. Get a doctor.
Sure.
He's,
He's wasting his time.
There was a girl in here. Who was she? Come on, man, speak.
You're missing the point, Vaughn. That's why I did this. So I couldn't speak. Imagine. She trusted me.
I guess she knew what she was doing.
Oh, Al, never mind the doctor. He's dead.
Hello?
Is that you, Tordy?
Who is this?
What is the matter, Liebchen? Don't you recognize the voice?
Oh, Eric, Eric. I'm so glad you called.
Are you going to be home this afternoon?
No. As a matter of fact, I was just leaving. I've got to go to Leibniz. My Aunt Bertha's very ill.
You needn't spare me, Trudy. I know that you are planning to run away with that American.
What are you talking about?
You must take me for a fool, huh? Don't you think I've seen you with that Stephen Lorimer?
You followed us?
Many times.
How dare you?
I love you, Trudy. No one's ever going to take you away.
I wouldn't be too sure.
I would. Your friend, Mr. Lorimer, committed suicide.
What?
Obviously, you haven't seen the paper.
I don't believe you.
I will read it to you. Shamed by his country's warmongering tactics, Stephen Lorimer, expatriate American, committed suicide this afternoon in the Imperial Hotel.
It's a lie. They're using him for propaganda.
Then why did he kill himself?
I can't tell you. You've got to trust me, Eric. You know that I love you.
If you do, you will prove it by waiting.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Hello, Trudy. Trudy. Yes?
You Mike Waring?
That's right.
My name is Leon Brill. I wonder if you could spare me a couple of minutes. I got a proposition for you.
Business?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Brill. I've quit the racket.
Come again?
I'm no longer handling private investigations.
Well, that's swell.
What?
I'd hate to feel I took you away from anything. Say, why don't I sit down, huh?
Well, I can think of one good reason. You're not staying long.
Oh, I might surprise you. You were one of Donovan's cloak and dagger boys during the war, weren't you?
Well?
Your serial number was 982-3476. On your first mission, you parachuted into Yugoslavia, second mission, Austria.
How the devil did you find that out?
Oh, I'm one of the kids myself. Like to see my credentials?
Oh, what do you know?
I know you're going back on active status.
Now, wait a minute. You can't do this to me.
Can't we?
Yeah, I guess you can.
All right, now here's the pitch. You're going to Vienna.
What?
We've arranged passage for you. You leave from LaGuardia tomorrow morning at 6:45. You'll be in Paris on Thursday, Vienna on Friday.
Listen, Brill.
Yeah, you're to register at the Imperial Hotel. We've made a reservation for you.
Oh, thanks a heap.
My pleasure. You're to contact a girl named Trudy Braunheim. You got that?
I got it.
She'll be waiting in the bar at the Imperial on Friday at 1 o'clock. She's a blonde, about 5'3", blue eyes, a little birthmark on her right cheek. I just pretend it's a casual pickup.
How do I sell myself?
I just tell her you're from New York. She'll reply she's got a cousin in Milwaukee. You answer that's practically a suburb. You got that?
I got it. Yes.
Now, all you got to do is get her out of Austria.
Get her out? Are you crazy?
My psychiatrist doesn't think so.
How am I supposed to manage that?
If I knew the answer, I'd do it myself.
Maybe she could fit in that hole in my head.
Well, that's an idea. But we're not fussy. Any way you want to work it is okay with us. Just get her to the embassy in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Any other practical hints you care to offer?
Yeah, look out for Robert Vaughn.
Who's Robert Vaughn?
He's the boy the Reds use as a troubleshooter.
Sounds English.
Now, don't bother to find out. Just keep out of his way. If you get caught, you're on your own. We'll have to disclaim you.
I understand.
Yeah. We'll have to throw you to the wolves.
Thanks a million, Brill.
Well, don't mention it. Have a nice trip, kiddo. We all gotta go sometime.
On the highways, speed is the number one killer. It takes more than half of the lives lost in traffic accidents in many states, according to the Association of Casualty and Surety Companies. Last year, speeding drivers caused 15,000 deaths in the United States. That year, more than 500,000 persons were injured in automobile accidents blamed on excessive speed. Slow down for safety's sake, and you'll be doing your part in the current campaign against the number one killer on the highways, speed. Initiate and support your local enforcement drives against speeders. And remember, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
I don't know why people are so good to me. Take Leon Brill. 2 minutes after we met, he was sending me to Vienna. 72 hours later, I was dodging cars and bicycles on the Ringstrasse. Then I glanced at the clock on the corner of Stefan's Platz and realized it was time to keep my appointment with Trudy Braunheim, so I hustled over to the Imperial. I parked myself on a stool, made a deal with the bartender. While I bent my elbow, he could bend my ear.
I'm telling you, buddy, give me this town any time. You can have New York.
Well, right now, I'd sooner have a Smirnoff martini. Do you know how to make it? You take 4 parts vodka to
Look, fella, you're talking to Al Romano, the greatest bartender this side of 42nd Street.
Oh, my mistake.
You know around here.
Just got off the plane this morning.
Then maybe you can tell me something. How are the bums doing?
They're out in front.
Oh, I knew the Giants would fall. Just don't have it, that's all.
How long you been here, Al?
Since the war.
Ever think of going home?
What for? The shilling goes a long way here. Back home, I was just a punk. Here, I'm a big man.
Mm-hmm. You must know Vienna pretty well.
Yeah. Interested in meeting a chick?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a blonde that drops by every once in a while. I could set it up for you. Real doll. Her name
Hello,
is...
Al.
Well, speak of the devil. Hiya, Trudy. I was just telling this gentleman about you.
Well, how nice.
You two ought to hit it off real swell.
I'm sorry, but I'm expecting a friend.
Won't I do?
Perhaps some other time.
Oh, I always say there's no time like the present. Why don't we try that table?
No, thank you, really.
Come on, Angel.
Please, you're hurting.
Now, don't be like that, Trudy. I want to tell you all about New York.
You are from New York?
Yes. Would you like to go there?
I would like it very much. I have a cousin in Milwaukee.
That's practically a suburb.
So you're the one.
I'm the one. My name is Mike Waring.
Sorry, Mr. Waring. I did not know.
How could you? Hey, Al, how about serving us here?
Sure thing.
Well, you got any ideas?
About what?
How we can get out of the country?
I think it would be better if I remained.
Look, Angel, that's not for you to decide. The powers that be think it's too dangerous. I suppose I rent a car and we try to bluff it through the border.
But I don't have a passport.
I got a couple, complete with visas. You're going to be Mrs. Michael Waring. You got a small snapshot?
It's no use. They would recognize it as a forgery immediately.
You got a better idea?
No.
Then we're stuck with this. Now, here's what I want you to...
What's the matter?
Don't look now, but we're being watched.
By whom?
A boy at the bar. He's wearing a trench coat. Okay, you can take a peek. He's moving off.
Oh, Eric.
You know him?
Yes, it's Eric Hoffman.
Who is he?
A very dear friend of mine.
You think he followed you here?
I'm afraid so. Could I tell
you? No, absolutely not. Those are orders. Where do you live?
Leopoldstadt, number 6 Vorgartenstrasse.
That's across the Danube Canal?
Yes, it's right near the left bank.
All right, worst comes to worst, I'll swim over. Okay, Angel, get yourself packed. I'll pick you up in an hour.
Now, where did I put that... Who is it?
It's Eric, Trudy. Open up.
Just a moment, Eric.
Hello, Liebchen.
What are you doing here?
I just dropped by to wish you a pleasant journey.
A pleasant journey?
Well, aren't you leaving Vienna?
Well, what gave you such an idea?
Those bags, for one thing.
Oh, I'm loaning them to Gretchen.
They are very heavy, hmm? You're loaning her your clothes, too?
Look, Eric...
You seem to have developed a fetish for Americans, huh? First Stephen Lorimer, now this new one.
What are you talking about?
I saw you at the Imperial. Who is he?
He's just a tourist.
You are lying. I will kill you if you don't tell me he's a tourist.
I swear!
You are going away with him, huh? Aren't you?
Eric,
aren't you?
Please. Hmm? I can't breathe. Eric.
All right, boy, you can take those bags.
You mean you'd actually trust me, Mr. Waring?
Who the devil are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Robert Vaughn.
Well?
It means nothing to you?
Should it?
I'd hope so. I'm in charge of security for the Soviet sector.
Now, look, Vaughn, I'm very busy.
I can appreciate it, Mr. Waring, but I'm afraid I must take up your time, perhaps a great deal of it. You know a girl named Trudy Braunheim?
No.
Well, that's odd. I have it on excellent authority that you met her at the bar of the Imperial today.
And your excellent authority is wrong.
Well, then, of course, it would be of no interest to you that she was murdered.
She what?
A pity, isn't it?
Is that on the level?
I can assure you I never jest about murder. I find it in horrible taste.
How did it happen?
Apparently she was first choked, but that wasn't the cause of death.
Well, what was?
This. She was shot twice with it at close range.
That's a cold automatic, isn't it?
Yes. What do you make of the inscription? For the Falcon, a real straight shooter. Now, if I only knew who or what the Falcon was...
Where did you find that gun?
Right next to a body. You've doubtless heard something about the Soviet penal system.
Yes, a great deal.
Well, let me congratulate you. You're in a position now to check on it firsthand. I do hope you appreciate the honor. Oh, Willie, please slow down. I'd like the gentleman to see our city.
Jawohl.
Now on the right, Mr. Waring, is St. Stephen. Lovely, isn't it? The spire is 450 feet high. It's considered one of the finest examples of Gothic.
All right, never mind the cook's tour, Vaughan.
I thought you might be interested. It's probably the last time you'll see Vienna.
Look, I tell you, you're making a mistake. I didn't kill Trudy Braunheim.
But you did meet her this afternoon.
You've been talking to El Romano.
Who?
The bartender at the Imperial. Isn't that where you got your information?
And if it is?
Then he must have told you it was just a pickup.
Well, now, really, Mr. Waring, you're insulting my intelligence. Trudy Braunheim was working for the American government, as you are.
Well, then where's my motive?
You were afraid she'd fall into our hands and divulge the names of her associates.
Well, that's pretty cute. Talk about killing two birds with one stone.
Pardon?
You murdered Trudy and framed me for it.
Oh, you're not suggesting...
Well, why not? I can build as convincing a case against you as you can against me.
Aren't you forgetting this gun?
No, it's not mine.
It's inscribed to the Falcon.
Any local engraver could have done that. Let's see it.
Now, just a moment. Esther, stop that.
All right, Vaughan. Behave yourself. You won't get hurt.
You're being childish, Mr. Waring. You wouldn't dare shoot.
You know, what have I got to lose? They can only hang me once.
Yes, I suppose that's true enough.
I'll tell your boy to stop the car.
Willie, will you please stop right here?
Tell him to get out and walk to the corner.
You heard the gentleman, Willie.
But Herr Vaughan...
Don't argue.
Now you.
You're making a serious mistake.
Go on, get out.
Are you coming with me?
Just to get in the front. I figure it's about time I was in the driver's seat.
It's very amusing.
All right, hold it. That's fine. Well, thanks a lot, fellas. I'll be seeing you.
I'm sure you will. In the meantime, please take care of that car. It's my pride and joy. Well, Willie, what do you think?
I'm constantly amazed at your knowledge of psychology. For a moment there, I was afraid he would not seize the gun.
Yes, I was too. Aren't we lucky Americans are so impulsive? How many cars are following him?
Three.
It's a pity one of them couldn't have stopped and picked us up. Well, looks like we'll just have to take steps.
Who is it? Who is it?
I'm looking for Eric Hoffman.
Yes? Shut the door. You cannot come in here like this.
I got a gun that says I can.
What's the meaning of this?
I'm what they call hot, Eric, real hot. By this time, half the Soviet garrison must be looking for me.
Who are you?
Mike Waring.
Oh.
Obviously, it rings a bell.
Yes. You were the one Trudy was going away with.
How did you know that?
She told me so.
You're lying. I gave her strict orders to keep her mouth shut.
I made her talk.
How?
I choked her.
You what?
I don't know what came over me. The mere thought that she was deceiving me drove me out of my mind.
So you killed her?
Oh, no. She finally told me the whole story.
I don't believe you.
Well, how else would I know that an American known as the Falcon was taking her away, huh?
Then what happened?
Nothing. I apologized and left.
And she was all right then?
Yes.
Well, who do you think killed her?
I have no idea.
Ever hear of a man named Robert Vaughan?
No.
He's a big shot among the Ruskies here. He knew about her work with us.
I can't believe it. Trudy was very careful. No one suspected her activities, not even I.
Well, she must have slipped somewhere. Where did she hang out?
Sometimes at Schnitzler's, but mostly at the Imperial.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
You know the bartender there?
No.
Well, you must have seen him. Tall, thin boy with black hair. His name is Al Romano. I got a hunch he's working for the Reds. See if you can find out where he lives.
You expect
me? Yes, I do. All you got to do is follow him home. When you find out, give me a jingle. I'll wait here.
Hey, buddy. Buddy.
Yes?
Got a match?
I think so.
Thanks, Eric.
How do you know my name?
What are you beefing about? You know mine?
No.
Come off it, chum. You've been tailing me ever since I left the Imperial.
What?
And a pretty lousy job you did, too. You know, if you're shadowing a guy, it don't mean you have to breathe down his neck.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Okay, but just in case you're interested, my name is Al Romano. And I live in Brigitten now, 23 Wallenstein Strasse. But give me a call before you drop by. I'm very seldom home.
Quarter to eight. Where the devil can he be keeping himself? Is that enough time? Yeah?
Mr. Waring?
What's a good word, Eric?
I'm afraid I didn't do so well.
Didn't you latch on to Romano?
Yes, but I was very clumsy. He knew he was being followed. He even knew my name.
And that proves he's working for the Reds. Did you find out where he lives?
Yes. In Brigitten, our Wallensteinstrasse, number 23.
Where exactly is that?
On the left bank.
Well, I don't suppose the 8th Avenue subway runs out that far.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind, skip it. I'll manage somehow. Thanks for your hospitality, Eric. I'll see you real soon. Come on in, Al. The water's fine.
But you might be in over your head.
Well, if it isn't Comrade Vaughn.
Yes. Fancy meeting me here, eh?
Just keep your hands where they are.
Oh, not really, old man. I think you've milked this bit for all it's worth.
I'm not clowning.
Neither am I. This building is surrounded by my, what shall we say, henchmen. If you just glance out the window. You see what I mean?
Yes, but you're in here and I've got the gun.
I hate to disillusion you, Mr. Waring, but it's loaded with blanks.
What?
Well, after all, I couldn't trust you with live ammunition. You might have hurt yourself.
Oh, then you let me escape.
Of course. I was hoping you'd do exactly as you did. Lead us to all your confederates in Vienna.
Well, that's where you're wrong. I'm not working with anyone.
No? What about Eric Hoffman?
He was just a guy I bumped into.
You seem to bump into a lot of people. Eric Hoffman, Trudy Braunheim, and now Al Romano.
Well, I can explain that. I wanted to get a recipe from him. He makes the greatest martini.
Yeah, so you dropped in unannounced, eh?
Well, I didn't think Al would mind. He's from New York, too.
I think I'd better tell you something about Mr. Romano.
What, that he killed Trudy?
What makes you say that?
It figured. I got a hunch he's working for you people.
And following my orders, he murdered Miss Braunheim?
Yes.
It's a very interesting theory, Mr. Waring. A pity you'll never be able to prove it. You see, Mr. Romano has disappeared.
Sure, you took care of that.
I wish I had. I just learned he was an agent for your government.
He what?
It's very clever of your Mr. Brill to plant him at the Imperial.
But he got away.
Yes, but you didn't. I guess we should be grateful for small favors. However, suppose we discuss it on the drive over to my office. I think you like this car even better than the last.
Are you looking forward to a summer vacation or to holiday weekends filled with carefree relaxation? Unfortunately, a lot of us will never have those pleasant plans come true. Yes, for thousands, those dreams will turn into tragic nightmares because of a traffic accident. Plan your trips so that you have plenty of time without speeding. Just remember, excessive speed is the greatest cause of traffic accidents. Observe traffic laws and regulations. Never drive after drinking. Follow those simple rules all the time. The life you save may be your own. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
My mother once told me there'd be times when it didn't pay to get out of bed. Unfortunately, my bed was some 4,000 miles away, and even on a clear day, you couldn't see it from Vaughn's office in the Hofburg. All I saw was trouble ahead. I guess Vaughn had the same view. He looked real pleased about it.
You might be interested in knowing, Mr. Waring, that I've informed your legation we're holding you.
What did you do that for?
Well, I wouldn't want you, Mr. Brill, to think we'd molest an innocent American citizen.
I am innocent.
Oh, now come, Michael. I may call you Michael.
Look, I tell you, I didn't kill Trudy Braunheim.
Too bad you can't prove it.
Well, maybe I can't. Yeah, sure. Why didn't I think of that before? I've got an alibi.
I'd love to hear it.
How long will it take you to latch on to Trudy's boyfriend?
No time at all. Willie, will you bring in Eric Hoffman, please?
Well, you don't believe in wasting time.
Never. I hate loose ends. You expect Eric to give you an alibi, eh?
That's exactly what I expect.
Oh, come in, Herr Hoffman. Willie, get the gentleman a chair.
Yes, sir.
What do you want of me?
Do sit down, please. I think you know Mr. Waring.
No.
Might as well tell the truth, Eric. They know everything.
Yes, we do.
They think I killed Trudy. I told them you were my alibi.
Me?
Well, you know I had no motive.
All right, old man, this is getting us nowhere. You said that he could give you an alibi.
He can. After I met Trudy, Eric followed her home. He was jealous. He thought she was going away with me.
He was right.
Yes, but for the wrong reason. He thought it was romance. Especially when Trudy wouldn't talk. So he tried to choke the truth out of her.
What?
That's how she got those marks on her throat.
And I suppose at this point the murderer entered and, finding her unconscious, killed her with your gun.
That's exactly how it happened.
And where was your alibi, Herr Hoffman, during all this time?
I was...
standing right over her.
What?
Yes, you killed her, Eric.
You are insane.
You were jealous of me.
No. Trudy told me everything about you.
How did you know an American called the Falcon was going to take her out of Austria?
She told me so.
She couldn't have. Nobody over here knows that's my nom de guerre.
I knew it.
How did you find out?
From the engraving on the murder weapon.
Well, that's the same way Eric discovered it. Only he handled the gun first. He got it out of my room at the Imperial after he saw Trudy and me together.
No, that's not true.
All right, Willie. Take him away.
Come on.
I don't mean it. I didn't mean it. I swear. I couldn't let her go. I was afraid.
Shut up.
Willie. Please, no violence. What will our Mr. Waring think?
My apologies, sir.
That's quite all right.
I'm afraid I owe you an apology, too.
Skip it.
Cigarettes?
No, thanks. I've taken all I intend to from you people. Can I go?
Oh, but of course. After all, I did notify your legation I was holding you for murder.
And when they learn that an Eric Hoffman is guilty, they might send someone around to ask embarrassing questions.
I am afraid I was a little hasty.
I'm afraid you were.
I'll have Willie arrange for your immediate departure from Vienna. You can leave tonight on the Paris Express.
I'm in no hurry.
I am. I think we'll both be happier with you in France. I know I will. Give my regards to Mr. Brill.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Brill, but there's a long-distance call for you. Collect.
Collect? Who from?
Mike Waring in Paris.
Oh, put him on.
All right, operator. We'll accept those charges.
Hello, that you, Brill?
You got your nerve making a call like this?
I just thought you might like to know I got out of Austria all right.
Well, you could have dropped me a line.
Oh, that's so impersonal.
Well, I already got the scoop.
Well, I'm leaving for New York in the morning.
What do you want to do that for? As long as you're in Paris, you might as well make the most of it. I'm sure we can find something for you to do.
Now listen, Brill.
I wish I could afford to, but this call is costing the taxpayers money. So just stay close to your phone, huh? You'll hear from me in a week. Have fun, kiddo.
The Case of the Menacing Mamselle. The Case of the Menacing Mamselle. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that sometimes a little French miss can do more damage than a French 75. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Joan Alexander as Trudy. This program came from New York. Howard Riggs speaking.